Whether or not you want to admit it,
what's that?
You'd like some recognition at
of
your
course.
Job. Someone to say they think you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Bosses know this, and it's led to several businesses going out of their way to make employees feel wanted with like really silly little things.
Yeah,
right? The problem with that idea, you can never get to everyone.
Yeah.
And that's something someone in this room has found out the hard way.
Oh.
You're hanging out in The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Whatever.
So last week, we have this like quarterly company Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
And it's called the Rockstar Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's to give credit to everybody in the building for the little things that they do. And you can nominate coworkers.
For stepping up.
Yeah, this is what they did. Yeah. And you say your name out loud, and this is what they did. Thank you. So as part of this, they have a little like fun interactive quiz before they get to the award.
All right.
And the quiz asks personal questions about, you
things
know,
that are going on with their coworkers.
Yeah, random different people. All right, so the trivia quiz game that happened last week, one of the questions was...
It's all
was,
multiple choice.
Yes, yeah, yeah, you get four choices.
Mm.
One of the questions was, this woman was named Woman of the Year from some local organization.
All right.
And the options were Breezy, down on PXY.
Okay.
Hope, down on the B.
Mm.
TJ, also on the B, and Sandy Waters on the bus.
So all radio personalities.
Yeah, well, it's all with the people we work with.
Yeah.
So those were the four options. Right. And then there was a question a little while later. This woman was on the cover of Rochester Women's Magazine this month.
Oh, who is that?
The options were Breezy from PXY, Hope from the B, TJ from the B, and Sandy from the bus.
Yeah.
And as Kimmy and I are on this meeting together.
I'm trying to guess. I'm like, oh, it's got to be Sandy.
But after the second question, you had a sudden realization.
What is that?
I wasn't even a choice.
For either of them?
Like, for either of them. They didn't even put my name on there thinking, not going to fool anybody with this one.
Oh, my God. And I didn't pick up on it.
And to be honest, I didn't really consider myself as an option. So that's probably on me a little bit. Like, it took me a second to realize I wasn't a part of the group.
Mm.
So the funniest part is, like, it already, like, Kimmy's already not feeling great about herself.
Oh, okay, well.
Breezy, who works on PXY, who loves drama, sprints into the room. Oh, my God. Bad
back good option. They didn't include you. They did not include you.
Not at all. All right.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, you said the longer you thought about this, the more it started to bother.
Well, it was like, you know, you could have just thrown me on there to, like, throw me a bone, right? Like, even if you didn't, even if I wasn't going to fool anybody, even if I wasn't a good pick, could you just, like, include me?
Yeah, you weren't even worthy of being a wrong answer.
Exactly.
She was the only female on-air personality that was not included as a multiple choice question.
Yes.
All right, Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does this bother you, 10 being the most bothered?
I'm going to say more than that. I'm going to give him a solid 6.
Oh.
And that's only because, again, I didn't even think of myself as an option. So how can I blame somebody else for not considering me?
Okay. But how long have you been here now? 10 years?
About 10 years.
I mean, these other chicks, except for one of them, haven't even been here that long.
Yeah, 3 out of the 4 you've outlasted here. Yeah, you've been here longer.
Yep.
I mean, you should have, just time and grade, you should have got a bump.
No,
Barely not.
No.
Oh, no. All right, well, first of all, Kimmy, that's not right. You'll always be a wrong multiple choice option for me.
Thank you.
But past what happened, there is a strange thing going on.
What happened?
You ask most people if they need recognition from their employer, they're going to say, no, of course not. You know, I come in and I work and I work for my paycheck and I go home. Mm. Folks get annoyed, Tommy, by those emails, Facebook messages, meetings that exist just to say, hey, good job to certain people. Yet, at the same time, those same people, if they don't get recognition, it will bother them.
Oh, yeah. Their ass gets bent out of shape.
Yes. Like, Kimmy, you are someone who did not believe she needed recognition.
No, but you know what I realized, though? Like, when you see other people getting it, that's maybe when it starts to click for you.
Oh. So you don't need recognition until someone else gets recognition, in which case you would like
recognition. Or somebody else gets recognized for something you feel like you already do, maybe.
Okay.
That's when it may start to bug you a little bit.
But do you...
Because then you think, well, does nobody notice that I even do that?
But do you ever think, like, what am I not doing? Like, what am I missing here?
Nope, that never occurred to me.
She's nailing it, buddy. Nailing it.
Because I'm thinking of those other people.
I will say, and this is probably just a me thing. But never have I seen those awards and thought, man, I got to do more to earn it.
Not so
you just want it.
I just want
it. Okay, gotcha.
Because, like, these other girls or women that have been mentioned, gals.
Way to save it, buddy.
Maybe bring something to the table Kimmy doesn't bring.
Can you give me an example?
Charming.
Okay, what else, though?
No. They're all charming.
Just That's it?
She got no charm, bro.
Kimmy's charming.
I think
when?
Charming.
She's charming.
People talk to me more than they talk to you.
Yeah, that's not makes you look good.
That's not makes you look good, says man whose job
Tommy.
Is talking.
Nominate me. I'm not Tommy.
You just said that's what not makes you look good. Tommy, go home now. Have lunch.
But you know, man, you're not the most charming
person. No, this is something that I do not understand because I like to think that I'm an approachable person in this building, if nothing else. Like, even if I'm a miserable person, I like to think I'm good enough at faking it that people want to talk to me.
Huh. You know, it's interesting you say that, Kimmy. It's interesting you say that, because who am I to disagree with you?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
But do you remember, Tommy, 2 weeks ago?
No, whatever.
When Kimmy was crushing me on the air?
Yeah.
Because I was asked to lead a meeting?
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do remember that.
And I had said I wasn't that guy, and I believe someone... Uh-huh. To my left,
yep.
At one point said, well, you think you know what people think about you.
Yeah, no, I'm finding that
out. But people don't know their own reputation.
Mm.
Maybe you're not approachable. Maybe people don't find you charming.
I'm starting to realize that that may be the case.
I think you're a bigger wise ass than you realize.
Get her.
You are. And I mean that as a compliment.
Fair.
You're a wise ass.
Yeah, but not to people's faces. I'm a coward when
it comes to that. No, but you also give a...
I do giggle when you guys make fun of people to their face.
You also jump on the train sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you do. Choo-choo, here it comes,
buddy.
Oh,
yeah. Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. Pain train. Give me pain train.
No, but like when we talk about like what these other women that we work with bring to the table, right? Like, all right, so Hope and Breezy, young, fun, energetic.
Fresh, alive.
Big social media presence.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All right, so they're crushing it. TJ, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny woman.
Classically trained.
And, oh, yes,
in
she
the
is.
Arts.
Yes, she does, yes.
College
and
educated.
A lot of life experience.
Yeah.
Right? She brings a lot to the table. Sandy.
Number one in town.
And unbelievably talented. I worked with her for years. She's very, very good at what
I mean,
she's
won multiple awards.
Yes, she has. Yes. I mean, she is on the cover of Rochester Woman's Magazine.
Yeah. No, she was the correct answer.
Yes. Like, when I say to you, Tommy, in a professional sense, describe what Kimmy brings to the table, what do you get?
Journeyman.
Journeyman?
Heavy on the men.
She's been here for 10 years, Journeyman.
No, you think I'm too lazy to go anywhere else.
No, plugging away. You're always plugging away. Like, you're steady Eddie.
Doing your work.
Comfortable shoes.
Ooh.
You know, no flash, get it done.
Yeah, she is like every woman in those 80s movies where they lived in the city, like they put on those white sneakers to go home.
Yeah, you're 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Not Dolly, though.
No.
No, no.
Who was the other ones?
I don't know.
I don't either.
No, I never saw it.
That's all you got? Plugging away.
No, but that's
plugging
good.
Away.
All right, no, let me ask you this question.
Like the Fred Jackson of women in
the
world.
I'll take that.
No, Fred Jackson made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kimmy, let me ask you this question. 252 to BC.
In his later career.
Yeah.
Give me time.
To make the playoffs one time and lose. Talking about last week, 252 WCMF, we had this like all work meeting. It's like a recognition kind of thing where everybody gets it, and they have like this little quiz before they give out the recognition awards, which, by the way, Kimmy also did not get any recognition.
Nobody nominated me.
They asked questions about like, you know, people that work in the building. And one of the questions was, this woman was named Woman of the Year from like this organization, and they gave out the options of Breezy from PXY, Hope from the B, TJ from the B, Sandy from the B. Then there was a question, this woman was on the cover of Rochester Women's Magazine this month, and it was Breezy from the B, Hope from the B, or excuse me, Breezy from PXY, Hope from the B, TJ from the B, Sandy from the Buzz. And Kimmy not only was not an answer, she wasn't even a multiple choice question.
No.
They don't think enough of her to believe that people would believe.
I have definitely the least amount of photo shoots amongst all those candidates.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, yeah. But Breezy just schedules her own photo shoots now. Do you see that?
Well, what do you mean?
She scheduled her own photo shoot for her new logo that she's releasing for herself.
Wait, she's created her own logo?
She's got her own logo.
There's like a business logo?
I don't know what it is.
I
asked her to explain it to me.
I can't wait to see what that is. But she's a go-getter, man.
No, I mean, look.
No,
that chick's a hustler.
Absolutely.
And I mean in a good way.
No, I agree
Not
with
like
you.
The old, you know, magazine.
Not like the old way.
The good hustle way.
I know, that was a good
and
magazine.
And that Hope kid down the hall.
That Hope kid down the hall.
Same thing. She's all over that social media.
Look, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Yes. Are we disappointed in what Kimmy is not accomplishing?
No,
I agree with you. We are all disappointed in what Kimmy is not doing. No, you were saying.
I like Kimmy the way she is.
Well, yeah, because
we would not want those people in this room. We'd hate it. And they're great people. They wouldn't fit here.
What are you talking about? How do you know?
Kimmy is the perfect fit for this show. You know I'm right.
I love Kimmy.
I love Kimmy too, and I wouldn't.
Away,
I would.
I tell you,
I would not swap you out for any of those.
Thank
women.
You. I appreciate that.
Okay, but you say
so
that
I don't
because
want
I do your work for you.
You say that. You say that now. When it was brought up to us, because we had a job to fill in the room.
Yeah.
Right. And our boss at the time came to us and said, "It's going to be this girl, Kimmy." And we were familiar with her because she used to work on John DiTullio's show when he had a
special. But I
didn't
really know her.
Both of us were like, no.
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 That's true.
No. And now you're here like, oh, I wouldn't want anyone else but you.
I was wrong. You were wrong.
You were wrong about everybody they brought into this room.
So that means Hope or Breezy or TJ or Sandy would also do great in this room.
They would not work. You know we would get annoyed with them immediately. And they're great people.
I love Sandy. I worked with Sandy.
They're
for years.
Great people.
Well, they all dress better than you too. So I know I would understand. Why
maybe
that
today.
Why that would piss you off.
I dumbed it down a little today.
Dumbed it down. How do you dumb you down?
He wore his grayest of blue. Is that blue or gray?
Yeah, I'd work on that punchline too if we're going to talk about things we're working on, Kimmy. 252-WCMF. Look, we don't mean to kick Kimmy around
here.
No,
I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Yes. Let's talk to Katie. She's here to lift some people up. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I have called in a couple of times. I am... not from New York. I'm from Wisconsin, but I live in Maryland. But I listen to you guys every single morning. I am not saying anything negative, bad about the other girls at the station. I don't listen to any single one of them. But I purposely listen to Kimmy. And I tell my husband every Bills weekend how much I wish I could party with you and Kimmy. Sorry, Tommy. You're not.
Boo!
Guys.
You suck. You're also not an option.
No, I'm Kimmy.
Tommy's a new Kimmy.
I always want to party with Kimmy. And sorry, I'm brain farting. And Pat. Because, like, oh, my God. Who wouldn't want to hang out with Kimmy? Who wouldn't want to be with Kimmy? Like, I know I don't know Kimmy. But.
West Virginia.
Thank
starters.
You, Katie.
Several men before she met her husband. Yes. I mean, how we keep going.
The East Coast.
John DiTullio. Maryland every morning.
Well, thank you. So. Katie, go
number
ahead.
Number one in Maryland.
Well, yeah, no, so. We haven't pulled other Maryland
one
people.
Vote in Maryland.
Yeah. I've called a couple of times before you guys told me my votes don't count because I'm in Maryland, but I just wanted to say my husband also, he's the one from New York.
Okay.
But him and I both listen every morning from Maryland. To listen to you guys, to listen to Kimmy, and yes, Tommy, and Pat. So,
I'm Pat. You want to say thank you?
Yeah,
or
I said thank you.
Oh, see, look, you're already getting all pissed. She calls
no,
up.
You
so
were
like,
talking over
see, this
me.
Is the lack of
you
charm I talked about.
You were talking over me when I was trying you. To say thank you.
No, I was waiting for Tommy's thank you, but it's okay.
Well, you actually kicked him right in the crotch.
Yeah, what am I thanking you for?
Because we do listen to you too, Tommy.
Yeah, that's my choice. I just happen to be here.
You kind of make the show. You kind of make the show. Without you, it's not the same.
What the hell does that mean?
And you too. What's your name again, Pat?
You're doing
weird. It's odd.
You're doing a great job insulting everybody by trying to compliment everybody.
You all suck except for Kimmy.
No.
You all suck collectively together, but I love you.
Yes.
No, I love you guys all. I do. Okay. I'm really bad at...
No, you're fine.
Yeah, stay
right.
In Delaware.
Maryland, you idiot.
No, go to
Maryland.
Delaware. You're not good enough for Maryland.
But I'm not even from there, so. But I'm not even going back home anyway.
What are you,
so
a drifter?
All
right, well, Katie, thank you
for
the call.
My husband was military, so.
Yeah, how you like that? Disrespected the troops. Way to go, buddy. Why do you hate America, Tommy? Tommy, why do you hate America? Katie, thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys. Love
you. Yeah, love
what
you
a sweet
too.
Woman. What a lovely woman.
Very nice.
All right, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
So mad
hey,
at Katie.
Hey, Katie girl.
Hey, all right. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimmy, both K names.
Yeah.
All right. If you had to pitch yourself to the folks that did not include you as even an option for success, what do you bring that they should take notice of here at the company?
Consistency, Pat. Consistency. Great attendance.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you don't miss work.
I don't.
You don't miss work.
No.
Okay.
And for a woman, she's the steadiest.
You're as bad as Katie.
What does that mean?
No, because every woman I've ever worked with is constantly out because of its stuff. You know,
you make fun of half the dudes that work here for doing the same
thing. I know, because some of them, you know.
Because well,
they got their own time limits, apparently.
Back down in Florida again.
No, but I mean, she is no drama, always here, always funny.
Always here.
That always funny. I said always compliment. Funny. No,
that is not a good
I
compliment.
Have worked with many women in this business that could not pull that off.
Oh, my God. You know, the fact that you're
where are they,
worked
Pat?
With many people.
Out.
Yeah, they're out because of you. And by the way,
I didn't do nothing to their lousy careers.
You know, this starts as a conversation about the women in the thing because it was like women thing. But like, you know, you keep saying of all the women. That is also disrespectful to Kimmy because I would argue of all the coworkers,
because
she is
I
one
take
of the best.
Pride. I take pride in the fact that you told me that I am the only person that you worked with that you haven't made cry.
Yes.
And that includes men and women.
Hold on, no, in that job. Because I also have not cried. I want to make that clear.
Yes,
you did not make me cry.
Yeah, I know you didn't, but you don't count, you heartless prick.
Shut up, you ugly ass, can't talk, stupid bitch ass bastard.
Tear free since 2015.
That's a t-shirt we sell the rock show. Here come all Kimmy's girl babes now.
Right.
Laura writes us on Instagram, Team Kimmy all the way in my house. So you got Laura, too. We got one person in New York and one person in Maryland.
Oh, they're piling up.
Paul is here to theorize as to why Kimmy is not nominated in those.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says, it's the Tommy effect. When you are within his range, you get no award.
So I'm that toxic.
It is funny because there are times when I am at events or talking to people and I feel like I have to make excuses for Tommy. I feel like I'm in trouble because Tommy didn't show up.
Oh.
Where's your coworker? Why did he leave? Why did you let him leave? He was supposed to do this. You didn't remind him to do that before he left for this thing he had to do?
I mean, that's the thing that sucks the most here.
What's that?
Here's why I feel for you, right? All jokes aside.
Yeah.
You suck.
And we had a lot of fun, folks.
Folks, we had a lot of fun back there.
Let's get serious for a minute.
No, like, Kimmy actually does all the things, like the side stupid things that
that's
are asked
stupid
of her.
Stupid stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
And, but like, we don't.
I know.
We get credit. She does it all.
I know.
Like, she's just totally.
She's an extremely valuable part of the show.
Absolutely.
The best.
Yeah.
Number one woman.
Well, no, I hear. Well, if she's not here, it's not weird. But when you're not here, it's just different. Different. I don't know. All right, let's take a break.
All right, enough Kimmy.
All right, well, hey, Kimmy's great. We did our one.
Whole goddamn break on a woman.
Like, the next quiz is going to be like, this girl had a whole break at WCMF. Yeah. Breezy for PXY. Hope for the B. TJ for the B. Sandy for the Buzz. Oh. I'm asking you to keep an open mind here.
I'm always open, bro.
Here's the thing, man. Like, I know you want to sound tough. Man, I'm too cool for this. In my turquoise knit sneakers. But it's been so long since you and most men your age have done something like this.
Okay.
Everyone listening. How do you know you wouldn't love it?
All right.
That it wouldn't be a freeing experience. Take you back to a time where you didn't have any troubles or worries.
Oh, you said a key word there, freeing.
You're hanging out in the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's back, baby.
What's back?
The annual kite flight is returning to Ontario Beach Park May 4th from noon to 4.
Okay.
Remember the kite flight?
Okay. What?
You remember the kite flight?
I remember, yeah, like you. Is it a contest or just people going out?
It's
like
a celebration of kite flying.
All right. And all things kitey.
Yeah, you got it. So it's from noon to 4.
Okay.
Starting at noon, there is a kite-making workshop with kite flying demos.
Oh, those are always exciting.
Then there will be public kite flying time starting promptly at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 2, a show from the Rock City Circus. And I'm looking at a picture from last year's event. There's a whole bunch of clowns, and not the ones from Albany, buddy.
So wait, why are there clowns?
You can add clowns to anything to make it more fun.
It seemed like there were a lot of like kid-centric activities. Right.
Yeah, but this is not just for kids.
No.
This is for
if
kite
anything,
flyers.
These are not a toy.
More adults showing up than kids.
Which is very possible. Yeah. I mean, especially if you want to show off your kite flying skills. All right. Has anyone in this room flown a kite within the last 15 years?
Oh, God, no.
No, I mean, other than like when I was a really little kid being at my grandparents' house, like, maybe once or twice in my life have I flown a kite.
All right. How do you know you wouldn't love flying a kite?
I've flown kites as a kid.
Yeah.
I had a Batman kite.
Wow.
And I loved it, and then I let too much string out, and I couldn't get it back in, and there was nobody around, I had to let it go. So that was my last. I had to say goodbye to Batman. Kiting looks like it's fun at the beginning.
Oh, so you admit that you would have fun kiting?
At the beginning.
Okay.
Like,
but as you start to get into your day of kiting, it sucks.
So fun as the person flying the kite, not fun as somebody watching the person
watching
fly the
would
kite.
Blow, but like starting out, like, you get it going, but then once you get it up there, okay, now it's just a piece of paper in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not doing anything.
Look at how high it goes.
Okay.
Well, that was my problem with Batman.
You are thinking of the more traditional.
Yeah, your standard
kite. These things look fancy.
I mean, there are new kites, Tommy. You got strings on both sides. You can, like, make them do loop-de-loops.
Okay.
They're in shapes that you don't understand how they float in the air.
Yeah. There's box kites. How does a box stay up there?
Get it. Right.
Those Chinese crazy folks making box kites. That's a Chinese thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. I
kind of thought kiting would go away, like it's ancient.
No, but I think it's one of those things that everybody can enjoy.
I mean,
but
now you can buy a drone and do all this cool stuff.
Ooh,
why would you want to
have the
kite?
Dronies replaced the traditional kite flyers?
I would think because you attach cameras to it, you do all this cool stuff. The kite does nothing. What are you, Ben Franklin?
No, but you're doing the work with the kite, whereas the drone does all the work.
No, but you still got to maneuver.
Every
you've
time
control
I do
it.
See a kite, I do stop to look at the kite for a second.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Well, no, to her point, in the summertime.
Whoa, look, a kite.
Yeah. When my daughter, I got to take her to the rink for like camps and stuff in Henrietta or Brighton at MCC.
Yeah.
There are a couple of folks that fly the kites on like Sundays.
Yeah.
And I do always like stare at them dangerously as I'm driving down the road watching them.
I mean, it does look majestic. And Americana, but it also looks goddamn boring.
Like, I'm not going to go out and buy a kite.
I ain't either.
I'm not going to do that. But if I was standing somewhere and someone was like, you want to fly this kite? I think I'd fly that kite.
All right, so let's say you're at a beach somewhere and some dork breaks out his kite. Then he's doing his thing. How long can you sit there and be mesmerized by the kite?
How talented is that kiter? You know what?
He's
I don't know.
Standard guy. Standard up and down kite guy.
I want to say a short period of time, but maybe he's going to show me things. Things I've never seen.
Let's say he's got one loop-de-loop in him. Because that's all a kite can do.
No, there's other kite things. What about a dive and then a quick pull-up?
Well, what are you, like Top Gun or kite guys?
I'm sure there are like expert
there's
kiters.
Skills, right? Because like, there are competitions, so I would assume like that involves some kite skills of some sort.
Right.
I feel like you're afraid you're going to love kites, and that's why you don't want to go.
Well, I don't want to be an old man with a kite.
Oh, well, but you got a grandson. That is your job as grandpa
I would do that.
Give that kid their first kite flying experience.
I would do that, but I'd need a kid.
You have a kid?
Yeah. No, I would have to when the boy's ready.
Okay, when the boy's ready. He's ready now. He's two. You can get him a kite at two.
No, you can't.
Yeah, sure you can.
He can't
show
hold
him,
it.
Like,
well, you get it up there and you just hand him a little string and then Batman goes away again. We've lost Batman a second time.
Along with the kid. Now I'm in trouble.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the return of the kite flight, Ontario Beach Park. It's May 4th from 12 to 4, and it's got all kinds of kite activities.
Oh, my God, so much fun.
No, but like Kimmy had said something earlier this week, and I think she's absolutely right.
What's that?
You're a man that does not have joy.
No. Nothing really makes you happy. Like,
well, because you're still both here.
Oh, we're not going to be a kite flight. I feel like this would be the perfect bring you joy activity.
That's what alcohol is for.
You could go do it quietly.
Like,
you don't have to talk to anybody.
Serenity. You're outside. Yeah.
But I could take a walk. I could smoke a cigar.
Wow.
I could have a drink.
You can drink and smoke a cigar while flying a kite.
No, you can't, bro. That's a two-hand job, son.
I'd be more impressed if you could.
No, I don't want to be old. You look like a sad old man.
No, but again, that's just it. Like, cause
I don't
if
know.
I,
those guys look like they have no worries.
They're just flying a kite.
Yeah.
All their worries up there in the air, floating around. Because if I were to ask you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Fill in this blank. Kite guy is blank.
Lame.
Okay.
Lame.
That's why you don't want to go.
He's lame-o.
You don't want to admit that you would enjoy it because you think it makes you lame.
I don't want to look like I caught myself doing something the other day that I've mocked men, old men doing all their life.
Wearing a tracksuit?
No.
Wearing a fedora?
No.
Wearing those sneakers?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
There was something else. And you'll know when I say it. But I noticed I was doing something at Wegmans and I immediately had to stop doing it.
What?
Not conscious of it, I was walking around with my mouth open. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Old man with the... I was doing it. I go, oh, my God, man. I'm making old man mouth.
Well, in your defense, I mean, that's genetic, right? Like, that's what your mom did all the time.
She had old man mouth.
Well, no, she had her mouth open. Not empty.
Did you catch yourself in a reflection or something?
Like, no,
how did you
I
notice?
Felt it.
Oh.
I felt like the breeze in my mouth, man.
The breeze in my mouth.
Like I could feel the air in my teeth. I mean, oh my God, I'm walking around with my mouth open like an old, like I'm looking for my wife and I'm lost.
Is that something that happens because your jaw just gets too old?
I guess, but I don't
know. I thought you were just kind of always a mouth breather, you know?
No, she called you a mouth breather.
No, but I mean, like, that has to do with like your sinuses.
No,
and
I think
stuff.
It's because you get old and like, right. I open mouth, kite in the park by yourself. You just look like a pathetic, disheveled old man.
But if you're having fun, who cares?
Yeah, I care.
Again, you're by yourself.
I just find
nobody sees you. They just see the kite in the air.
All right, here's what I want. Mm. I don't mind being sad. I just don't want to look that sad. I don't want to look as sad as I am.
I don't think you look sad flying a kite.
No, I think that would actually make you look less sad.
Man, if you guys found out I was flying a kite,
I would think there's this side. There's a softer side to you that we don't know.
Close your mouth. Softer. So I have a soft side.
There is no soft side about
you.
And that's fine.
You're right, man. I had no soft side last night.
When was that?
Oh, I stopped by your mom's house. It was a lovely time. We flew a kite. Right into her vagina. Didn't even touch the sides.
Okay, for God's sakes.
That's what it sounded like.
You don't even do the sound effect right.
I know.
No, you got to get tongue and lips.
How would you know it's your mother's
vagina? No, it's your mom. It's what your mom. Like, when you get hit with a kite.
You're not doing my mother's vagina.
Her vagina, kite. Right. Hers.